Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. The recorded live show, I was live when I recorded it, all about the issues of aging. Who's going to take care of us when we get old? What happens when you can't take care of yourself? What happens when grandma falls? When grandpa has dementia, your spouse has dementia, your spouse has a debilitating illness, or somebody you love. Everybody out there listening to my voice right now knows somebody that meets the criteria for what I do. We're all going to fail. We're all going to get older. We're all going to become more frail. The day we're born, we're started the aging process. When you're 20, you're going to be 50. When you're 50, you're going to be 80. When you're 80, some of you are going to make it to 90 or 95. How are you going to be? Who's going to take care of you? I'm Bob Scrivano, your host here on Assets and Aging for 35 years, helping people deal with the issues of aging. My phone number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Pardon me, 8007. Yes, I still have an 800 number, and I still use it because I've had it for 35 years and people know it. And it's on my business cards, and I don't want to reprint all that. 800-999-8007. My email address is bob@assetsandaging.com. So my phone number, 800-999-8007. You'll get my answering machine. Leave me a message. I always, always return phone calls. Or you can email me at bob@assetsandaging.com. This coming Saturday, next Saturday actually, the 13th, I'll be doing a workshop at 10:30 in the morning on the issues of aging. How are we going to answer all the 10,000 questions that come with aging? How are we going to deal with Medi-Cal? I'm going to talk about Medi-Cal a little bit, and you're not going to be happy with me, but I'm going to talk about it anyhow. What happens if you're living alone? Who's going to take care of you? What happens if you're disabled? Who's going to take care of you? What happens if you've lost your mind? Who's going to take care of you? How? What are the doc? I have people all the time say, well, Bob, I have a trust and powers of attorney. Great. I'm glad you have that. But does it address the issues of aging and frailty and dementia? And who's going to manage your affairs? If you need a nursing home, who can sign a contract? If you need a new doctor, who can pick the new doctor? If you need whatever it is we're talking about, how are you going to deal with that? Seriously. How are you going to deal with that? I don't know the answer for your life. I know the answer for my life. I don't know the answer for your life or your Grammy's life or your Grampy's life or whoever's life we're talking about. How are you going to deal with this? How are you going to make wise decisions? Who in your family is going to make wise decisions? Notice I said not perfect, but wise decisions. Who's going to deal with grandpa who has dementia, but grandma doesn't want to hear that grandpa has dementia, or vice versa? Who in your family is in complete denial about what's happening to mom or dad or grammy or grampy? There's two brothers and two sisters, and one of the sisters thinks mom is not out of it, and the other two brothers don't think that. And how do we handle that kind of discord in a family? I've seen so many family fights over who gets the money after we're gone. I've seen more fights about who's going to take care of mom or who's going to take care of dad. Well, Bob, I told my mom I'd always take care of her. Yeah, how about when she walks out of the house and the sheriff brings her home and says, why did this person leave the house? Or Adult Protective Services gets involved because a neighbor finds mom walking the neighborhood or gets lost in a Raley's or something like that, and they call Adult Protective Services. That happens all the time. Who is going to deal with what then? Who is it going to be? What if you're alone? There's a great article in the Wall Street Journal. Great article. I mean, one of the best things I've ever seen. Great article on living alone. More Americans are aging alone. One woman told us what it's like. This was in the Wall Street Journal on a couple days ago, June the 1st. And I printed it out, and you should go read it. More Americans are aging alone. One woman told us what it's like. It is estimated 12.5 million people are aging alone and at home. 125 million adults ages 50 and older in the U.S., or at least 125 million people, or at least 12.5 million people, are solo agers. There are 125 million people over the age of 50 in the U.S. 12.5 million of them are aging alone and have neither a spouse nor a child, according to AARP, which is pretty good about this stuff. Divorce rates are climbing. Adult children are becoming alienated from their parents. They don't see them. They move out of the area. They move to another country. And you need to read the article. And it talks about how important the power of attorney is and advanced health care directives are and documents are. Who are you going to name? What if you're alone? Who are you going to name? What if you never had kids? Who are you going to name? How are you going to deal with all this in a wise and wonderful way? Get the article. Read the article. I think I may have put a link up to it on my website, assetsandaging.com. I'm not in front of that right now, so I can't tell you. But I may have put a link up to that article. I've certainly addressed, it's one of the best articles I've ever read because I have so many people. I had a couple walk in last week. No kids. Getting older. No kids. No grandkids. Never had any. What are they going to do when one of them goes down? Well, Bob, we have a trust. That's not what I asked you. Who's going to make all the 10,000 decisions that we have to make when someone around us we love is incapacitated or incompetent? Now what do we do? What do your documents say if one of you has dementia? Both of you are still alive, but one of you has dementia. Now what do the documents say? What's your plan for dealing with frailty, with dealing with dementia, with dealing with old age, with dealing what I can't remember where the bathroom is anymore? All of that stuff happens when I forget to what a stop sign means. When I'm blind and I can't drive at night too well anymore, but I'm still out driving at night, who's going to go get groceries now because you can't go get groceries anymore? Who's going to take you to the doctor? Who's going to take you to the dentist? Who's going to notice in your house that it's in total disarray, but you're denying that it's in disarray because your disarray is organized? How many people am I talking to right now out of the thousands of people who are listening who are going, yeah, I know somebody. Well, then what are you waiting for? Waiting never cures anything. It never cures. It cures a wound after so much time. But, you know, waiting to get that bump in your stomach, what is that? Well, I think I'll just wait and find out what it is. It won't be too bad, you know. Or like eyeglasses. Well, my eyeglasses are still pretty good. I can mostly see at night. I can kind of figure out the cars in front. Well, no. The aging process is relentless. It's relentless. It's relentless. Medicare pays for some of it. Medicare doesn't pay for all of it or most long-term care. Medicare will pay the doctor if you have a Part B supplement. It'll pay the doctor, but it doesn't pay the hospital. I mean, it doesn't pay the nursing home. It doesn't pay the assisted living. Well, I have some money squirreled away for that, Bob. Who has access to it? Well, I do. Well, yeah, but you're going to be not doing so well. So who has access to it? Do you trust them? Do they know? Are they on the accounts? Who's the successor trustee to your trust if you're ill? Not if you're dead, if you're ill. Who's going to manage all this if you can't manage all this? I have answers. I don't know the answers right now on the radio show because I don't know what your issues are. But I know some of you who are sitting there nodding your head need to get off your butts and get to the workshop. Get to the workshop. It's on the 16th, I think. 13th. The 13th. That's a Saturday. It'll start at 10:30. It's free. You can sign up in two ways. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and there will be a link there to sign up for my workshop. Or you can call me, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. And I'll call you back and give you directions and confirm your reservations to the workshop on the 13th. 12.5 million people live alone in the United States with no spouse, no kids, no 12.5 million. Now, how many of those are in California? I can't tell you, but I can tell you that we're the largest state or second, I don't know who it's us or New York, largest state in the union. So how many seniors, and on any given day, there are over 100,000 people in nursing homes. How many of them are not in nursing homes, but are just aging in place and not doing very well and are alone and are completely dependent on someone else, either a child or a friend or a neighbor or somebody? I've had two clients burn houses to the ground because the family didn't pay attention. And they put something on the stove to cook, forgot that it was there, and the house is burned. I'm not making that up. They happened years ago, but they burned. And luckily, everybody got out safely and all that. How many of you, I don't know about you, but we drive with our kids sometimes so that our kids can tell us, Dad, you're still doing okay. Or, Dad, you might want to get your glasses checked. Because I asked you if you saw that stop sign we just went through and you didn't. I can see the stop sign, but I have to wear glasses. If I don't wear glasses when I drive, I can't see. Some people can drive during the day but can't drive at night because of macular degeneration. Who's going to drive you to the theater or to the restaurant? Or, I'll get myself there. I'm okay. Are you really? Remind me what would happen legally to your license and to you personally and financially, if you hit somebody at night and they found out you weren't supposed to be driving at night. I know independence is important, and men are really worse at this than women are. Men don't give up driving easily, but you have to ask yourself a question. Would you put your grandkids in Papa's car with him driving at night? Then why would you let him drive at night to damage someone else? When you're at Papa's or Grandma's house or whoever you call your grandparents, and you ask them questions like, Grandma, what was the last time you did the wash? How did it go? Did you do all right? Were you able to get all your stuff? Look in the cabinets and see if there's food in there. Look in the refrigerator and see if there's food in there with mold on it. You have to train yourself to be observant. If you're taking care of a loved one who's aging and who's subject to frailty, 12.5 million people in the United States are aging alone. That's a big number. That's a big number. That's a really big number. I mean, I don't know how many. There's 125 million people 50 and older in the United States. 125 million. 50 and older. Yeah, most 50-year-olds are okay, but that 50-year-old has a really good shot of making it to 80. Now what are they going to be like? Are we paying attention? And 12.5 million people are solo agers. They live alone. They have neither a spouse nor a child. What is that? Am I talking to anybody out there like that? Am I connecting with anybody out there or somebody that knows somebody that shouldn't be driving, shouldn't be alone, shouldn't be what? Now what happens? How do we pick a care home? If we're going to go to assisted living or independent living, how do we do that? Somebody in my family has their parents in a in a care home. Well, one of them needs care, the other one doesn't. So, but neither one of them can drive. So guess who has to go get everything and do everything? The son and daughter-in-law. Who's going to take care of all that? Who's going to share the responsibility when the caregivers are out of town or one of them gets sick or has the flu and not supposed to go in the building? Who's going to be tasked? Who's the alternate? Does the family have a plan? Do you have a plan? I can help you make one. I can get the family together in my office and sit down. And yes, we can put a phone in the middle of the table and get everybody on the phone from Iowa or wherever they are and have a reasonable conversation about the reasonableness of what you're trying to do and while aging. Are you making sense out of junk? Or are you making sense out of nonsense? Or are you making sense based on wise decisions and planning? Medi-Cal is failing. I'm looking at, I have Google alerts for certain words, and one of them is Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal cuts, tax increases loom as capital lawmakers dicker over the budget. That's from CalMatters, which is one of the best sources. Newsom proposes spending $334 billion on those programs. Where do you think that money comes from? The biggest chunk being Medi-Cal. So seniors may not be able to get Medi-Cal to pay $15,000 a month for nursing homes because Medi-Cal is in a budget crisis. LA County Services braces for $700 million crisis after Medi-Cal rollback hits. In LA County, they're going to have to cut $700 million from the budget to take care of people who can't take care of themselves. I'm not talking about homeless. I'm talking about low-income people who are working, people at the poverty level, seniors who are living on Social Security, all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about real people here. California lawmaker proposes fix to blunt loss of food and health aid. Food and health aid? I'm not making this stuff up. This system is so broken in California, I don't know if it's even fixable. And nobody seems to care. Nobody seems to care. Certainly no politician cares. Nobody's calling me up and saying, how can you make a difference on the radio? And would you have me on? And could we talk about this? Nobody from Department of Healthcare Services wants to talk about this. No one at the legislature wants to talk about this. Nobody wants to talk about this. What's the plan, Stan? Well, Bob, we just have to either raise taxes or cut benefits, and the people of California don't want us to raise, so we're going to cut. And who are you cutting benefits to? Well, the aged, the infirmed, the elderly, people with low income, citizens who've been paying into the system and are living on $800 a month as Social Security, and their Medicare supplement bill, they can't afford it anymore because the cost of health care has gone through the roof. So we don't know how to fix this. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Everybody in the legislature, by the way, has beaucoup insurance. They got insurance for their family. They got long-term care. They got all that stuff paid for by the taxpayer. But when it comes to the poor and aged among us, we don't have a plan. I have a plan. My plan is get a plan. For crying out loud. Get a plan. Make a difference. Do something. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 12.5 million seniors people over 50 in the United States live alone. That means no spouse, no kids, they live alone. You know somebody like that. All of us know somebody like that. I have people walk in my office every week that are struggling to live alone. How do they get a ride when they can't drive anymore? How do they get to the doctor's appointment? Who knows who your doctor is and who knows who to call and who knows all that? What if your, well, my son does, but your son lives in South Carolina. How's he going to take care of all of it? By the telephone? I don't think so. Who has copies of your documents? You have an advanced health care directive. Good for you. Who has copies? Is it immediate or springing? You can go look up those words. I'm not going to tell you what they mean because I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law and I don't give legal advice. And everything I talk about is my opinion only. I can tell you that I have the correct kind. I don't know what you have. Do you have one of the statutory forms you get from Target or someplace that are the statute off the internet? Good luck with that. Do you know what it says? Who's your agent? Or did you fill it out correctly? Did you put in the names correctly? Did you make sure everybody's over 18? Well, my son is 17, but he's smart. And no, he has to be an adult. So what's your plan, Stan? How are you going to deal with this? I have, what am I coming up? I have 5 minutes left. And I want to just keep saying over and over and over again the same things I've been saying for 30 years. I can help. I can help. I can help. I can help. If you're living alone, I can help. If you're married and one of you has an aging issue, I can help. Even if you have documents in place, I can help you develop a plan. Maybe documents that need to be updated because they're 10 years old or 12 years old or 15 years old or 20 years old. Maybe you did them off the internet and that may or may not have been a good idea. Maybe you did it from something you picked up on at a meeting somewhere. I don't know. Everybody's different. Everybody has different needs. Everybody has different longings. Everybody has different answers and different problems. I can help with all of those. If you're willing to spend some time, some energy, and maybe some money to make sure your family is protected, and you've done the best job you can do to make sure that the people that are going to take care of you understand and know what you want, I can help with that. I've been helping families for 30 years. I can help yours. But you have to start somewhere. Start by coming to my workshop. Sign up today. Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Or my website, or my phone number, 800-999-8007. Start out by signing up for my workshop. It's free. It's this coming Saturday, the 13th at 10:30. You can sign up on my website, assetsandaging.com, or you can call me at 800-999-8007, and I'll be happy to get you the information and talk to you. Or if you can't get to the workshop, you want to just come in and see me. The appointment's free. Make a difference in your family's life. Do you want to create more turmoil for your children and have them say after you're gone, well, man, mom left us with a mess or dad left us with a mess. By the way, men grow up. You have to do this stuff and you do it for your wives and children, not for yourself. Because men are the most recalcitrant. And I don't want to do this right now. My dad, you say, if I talk about it, it'll happen to me. Oh, well, yeah, it's going to happen, Dad, because you're getting older. You're getting older. You listeners are getting older. Every day you're getting older. 800-999-8007. Make a difference for your family. Get to the workshop. Get to my office. Get to a telephone, at least a phone consultation. And find out what you can do to make your children's life and legacy easier and more fulfilling and better than it is today. I can help. I've been helping seniors make a difference in the lives of their families for 25 years, 30 years. I don't even know how long, a long time. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Start today. Make a difference today in your family and what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com, assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, A-N-D-A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. Make a difference for your family today. 800-999-8007. Get to the workshop this coming Saturday, the 13th at 10:30. Sign up on my website, assetsandaging.com, or call me, 800-999-8007. But make a difference. Don't be one of the stories I hear about after the fact. Well, you know, Dad listened to you for 20 years on the radio, but he never did anything, and now we have a mess. Don't leave your children with a mess. Leave your children who are responsible children and want to help, leave them with the tools they need to make a difference. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host. Thanks so much for joining me. Look forward to seeing you at the workshop or right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future next week. Have a great day. See you soon. Bye-bye.